Despite Woolworths reporting a 6.5% jump in revenue and a 6% increase in turnover and concession sales, headline earnings per share is down nearly 5%. That's with the retailer having reported a loss after tax of just over 1 billion rand for the 53 weeks to the end of June because of a further 4.5 billion rand impairment against David Jones. Group CEO Ian Moyer joins us on the line now. Ian, thanks so much for your time today. Another annual loss for the group. Australian chain David Jones dragging you lower after yet another write-down, as I say. How much of that impairment are you attributing to economic headwinds and the Australian retail sector? How much to the actual performance of the business, which has fallen short of expectations?
Yeah, Alicia, it's some and some. You can never separate the two. We're definitely facing real economic headwinds in Australia. Most retailers are trading at flat on the year. If you look at both DJ's and Country Road, that's pretty much where they traded for the year. There's also significant structural change within the market, the move to online, a more competitive environment, very promotionally led. Within the market, you know, that's impacting on our future cash flows and our future margins. So clearly an impact from that. But then there's also the issue of, you know, just how difficult the transformation of the business has been. And, you know, the execution of that over the past 3 years is obviously causing us to look at our cash flows going forward and be more risk averse. So the discount factor that we applied in getting to the impairment figure was higher than we've applied previously because we want to make sure we're adjusting not just for the risk that's in the market, but also the risk for us in execution. So a combination of both.
I know that you've been asked this question before, and I guess, Ian, it's going to keep getting asked until things turn around on a more tangible basis. Is David Jones still worth it?
Look, obviously we think it's worth what we've now got it in the balance sheet. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it in our balance sheet. So it's worth what's there now. Was it worth what we paid for it? Clearly not, because we've marked it down to the level that we have. Is it a business that's turnaroundable? Absolutely, I believe it is. You know, if you look at Elizabeth Street alone, it has a 3% impact on total sales and a $42 million impact on profit. So I think it's absolutely turned aroundable. You know, I think getting an online business, which we've got growing at 60% at the moment and very profitable, getting the Elizabeth Street complete, beginning to benefit from all the systems and investment that we've made, and then getting out of some of the space as we go down the chain, those are the three things we've got to get right, in addition to the things you've always got to get right in a retail business around product and experience and service levels. So it's a combination of all of those things that are going to turn the business around.
Ian, what kind of timeline have you pegged out? How soon before we start seeing real turnaround in this business?
Look, the completion of Elizabeth Street will be in March of next calendar. And then the following financial year, so 2021, we'll see a clean David Jones without any of the transformative issues, with a complete Elizabeth Street store, so $42 million being added to bottom line. We're taking cost out of the business. We're seeking to improve our vendor trading terms and managing our margin better. So I expect to see an improvement in this year, and then in 2021, a return to normality. And bearing in mind, with the first 2 years of the acquisition, we had really good results, you know, double-digit top line and double-digit bottom-line growth.
Yeah. While you wait for this to materialize, Ian, you are seeing some improvement in your South African business. Are you taking lessons from this end to that end? And I ask because you note that the Australian economy has slowed to its weakest level since the global financial crisis, and this despite record low interest rates, strong job growth, consumer spending remaining depressed by high levels of indebtedness, a cooling housing market, low wage growth, and rising non-discretionary costs. And you might as well be talking about the South African economy here, where we don't even have strong job growth.
No, and striking similarities, as you say. We always learn lessons from businesses that we get right, understanding how we can translate into another business. But I guess, if you look at our clothing business in South Africa, it's quite different to the department store we've got. So we can learn lessons for our private label business, and obviously we are. But the balance of the business in the David Jones business is all about the top international brands. It's all about amazing experience, and it's all about exclusivity. So we've got brands like Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Louboutin. They're all in our store. And so they are quite different businesses in that regard. But do we learn from things like, how to manage data, how to analyze data, how to understand the customer? Our systems are the same across our entire group. Our online platform is the same across Australia. So yeah, we're constantly learning as much as we can from one business into another.
Yeah. Looking at your SA business, food expected to continue to trade ahead of the market, while your fashion, beauty and home unit continues to turn around. As far as the latter is concerned, which of the levers being pulled are working more so in your favor right now? Because you have seen sales on that end increase 5.8%.
Yeah, look, it's not just sales that are encouraging, it's also profit. Profit in the second half went up by 16%, and it's all about being, going back to getting better disciplines, getting better talent in that business, going back to what Woolies really stands for, and going back to, who our core customer is. We tried to get too young, too fashionable. We got it wrong. So we've gone back to basics. We've got the ranges right, our range of disciplines right. We've got much more quality and value in those opening price points, and then the fashion sizzle on top of the basics and the staple items is really now focused on who the Woolies customer is. So it's less junior and it's more appropriate.
It seems like when it comes to that Woolies customer, it's a customer that is more so enticed by your food division, Ian. I guess that explaining your reduction of store count on FBH and growth on the food floor instead.
No, and look, we've not. Both businesses are capable of growth, and the clothing business is a very profitable business. You make twice the margin in clothing that you do in foods, and both businesses have a big part to play for us going forward. Our clothing business can grow on and be more productive on the space it's got. The food business, we can put down more, particularly smaller, more convenience-related stores. But both businesses, I think, will continue to see growth. First 7 weeks of the year, very similar to the second half. So good growth, good momentum in both businesses.
Ian, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ian Moore is Group CEO of Woolworths.